I go out to dinner with my friend Misha, who grew up in India, founded a software firm, and subsequently became nauseatingly rich. I tell him about Operation Outsource. "You should call your man in India," he says. Misha explains that this is a company for Indian businessmen who have moved overseas, but who still have parents back in New Delhi or Mumbai. YMII is their overseas concierge service. It buys movie tickets and cell phones and other sundries for abandoned moms. Perfect. This could kick my outsourcing up to a new level. I can have a nice, clean division of labor. Honey will take care of my business affairs, and YMII can attend to my personal life, pay my bills, make vacation reservations, buy stuff online. Happily, YMII likes the idea, and just like that, the support team at Jacobs Inc. has doubled. Honey has completed her first project for me, research on the person Esquire has chosen as the sexiest woman alive. I've been assigned to write a profile of this woman, and I really don't want to have to slog through all the heavy-breathing fan websites about her. When I open Honey's file, I have this reaction. America is fucked. There are charts. There are section headers. There is a well-organized breakdown of her pets, measurements, and favorite foods, e.g. swordfish. If all Bangaloreans are like Honey, I pity Americans about to graduate college. They're up against a hungry, polite, Excel-proficient Indian army. In fact, in the next few days, I outsource a whole mess of online errands to Asha from the personal service YMII, paying my bills, getting stuff from drugstore.com, finding my son a Tickle Me Elmo. Actually, the store was out of Tickle Me Elmos, so Asha bought a Chicken Dance Elmo. Good decision. I had her call Singular to ask about my cell phone plan. I'm just guessing, but I bet her call was routed from Bangalore to New Jersey and then back to a Singular employee in Bangalore, which makes me happy for some reason. It's the fourth morning of my new farmed-out life, and when I flip on my computer, my email inbox is already filled with updates from my overseas aides. It's a strange feeling having people work for you while you sleep. Strange, but great. I'm not wasting time while I drool on my pillow. Things are getting done. Honey is my protector. Consider this. For some reason, the Colorado Tourism Board emails me all the time. Most recently, they informed me about a festival in Colorado Springs featuring the world's most famous harlequin. I request that Honey gently ask them to stop with the press releases. Here's what she sent. Dear all, Jacobs often receives mails from Colorado News. Too often. They are definitely interesting topics. However, these topics are not suitable for Esquire. Further, we do understand that you have taken a lot of initiatives working on these articles and sending it to us. We understand. Unfortunately, these articles and mails are too time-consuming to be read.